Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen. Hi friends, this is a great question I got from you guys. What do you do if you're ready to quit your 9-to-5 job but don't have an idea that you're passionate about yet? Well, very simple. Don't quit your 9-to-5 job. So, I remember my daughter coming to me now probably about a year and a half ago, maybe even sooner than that, telling me that she's planning to go off on her own, start her own business. Very exciting. Also a bit scary if you're a parent. So 9-to-5 job was generating a steady income for her. That's fantastic. There is some degree of quote-unquote security. I say quote-unquote security because your company could shut down and you might still not have a job. So it's like the turkey. It's very happy until Thanksgiving. and then the guillotine falls. It's the same thing. So if you're having a 9-to-5 job and you hate it and you want to get out, you hate your boss, you hate your job, you hate your work, it's mindless, it's boring, you need to get out, you need to do something. Well, my recommendation is stick on as long as you can to figure out what you need to do. Have you saved enough money? Can it last you for 6 months of your monthly expenses? So you need $2,500 per month to survive. So do you have 2,500 multiplied by 6, which is, how much is that? 12,000 plus 3,000, $15,000. Do you have $15,000 saved in your bank account? Hopefully $20,000, a little bit extra, because by the time you run out of your $15,000, you still have $5,000 left in your bank account, and you probably want to by that time move into your parents' home and start looking for another job, right? So do you have enough money saved? That's one checklist item before you quit your 9-to-5 job. The second one is figure out your idea that you're passionate about. What do you do when you don't have to do anything? What do you do when you're procrastinating? You're supposed to do something like pay bills, I don't know. But instead, what are you doing? Oh, you're listening, you're reading books on how to make money. You're listening to audios, you're researching Bitcoin. I don't know what your passion is. You're doing something, or you're doing artwork. Maybe you're painting, maybe you're building something. I don't know. So now start thinking, write down the 10 idea technique. How can I use my painting or my illustration, my art? How do I use that? Write down 10 ideas every single day. How do I use this talent that I have to make money? How do I use this talent that I have to make money? And figure it out and then test it out. Use your evenings and weekends. Most of you do not need to quit your 9-to-5 job. It's 9-to-5 for heaven's sake. That means you have 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. That's why I wrote the book, Entrepreneur 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. I believe it's still on Amazon. But that book is out there because it's trying to tell you, you do not have to quit your 9-to-5 job until your 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. is producing enough money to cover that 2,500. If you are ideally making more than what you need, you cut down your frills, you went down to bare bones expenses you're making, you need to spend $2,500 every month to survive. Okay, that's your bare bones income. Ideally, you continue your 9-to-5 job, you build your 5-to-9 business until your 5-to-9 is making more than $2,500 a month. Now you get out. Maybe you have some contracts that are lasting for 3 to 6 months. At least you have 3 to 6 months of contracts and another 6 months of savings and another few months of moving into parents' home to look for a job. Now you suddenly have 12, 16, 18 months of runway, right? To figure out something, to expand, to get more client and so on and so forth. So those are all the things. Now, if you're trying to figure out how do you find your passion and monetize it, I'm sure we have covered enough audios around that. Just keep listening to this. If nothing, every day write down 10 ideas and implement as many of them as you can. And pretty soon you'll find not only something that makes money, but something you're passionate about. Most of the time we have one or the other. We have a lot of passions, no money. We're making money, but we are not passionate about it. I think the quest should continue until you intersect. I had to go through a journey. I started off with a job that made money, but I was not passionate about, right? So I had to go from that, and I had to keep on building a business on the side that made money. In the beginning, I was not passionate and discovered a rare thing that if I drill deep enough, I'll become passionate about something. Oh, by the way, that's something else you need to look into. Can you do it deeper, dig deeper, dig deeper, deeper and deeper and deeper, until you know so much about the area that you actually get fascinated. What was not one time your passion has now suddenly become your passion. That happened to me when I did my 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. business. In the beginning, it was not, but over time, it became a passion. And then I discovered the possibilities. It became more and more exciting. So you have to do your digging deeper before you can get passionate about anything, for heaven's sake. So you need to do that. And then when I started making money there, I started looking in my job, in my career, in my company, for things I could do that made me money, but I was much more passionate. So I gradually transitioned from making money and I was passionate about. And then when I got financial freedom, I started doing things that were passion to me. I just wanted to do things I was passionate about. I wrote books, for example. I didn't care if anybody read them. I was passionate about writing them, or created videos or audios or podcasts. So you can start with either way, but make sure you hang on to your 9-to-5 until you figure out what your passion is and how you can monetize it, and you actually monetize it and have 3 to 6 months of runway through your clients, another 6 months through your savings. Hope that helps. Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us, and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.